Here we are. Hello, everyone. This is episode 4 of Spill the Tea with Jimmy C. And I'm joined by my very good friend, Steve the Barman. Steve, how are you, mate?
Very good friend. I've met you once.
Once? What do you mean once? No, we've met more than one. I think we've met three times.
And I'm drinking coffee as well, by the way, not tea.
All right, okay, we'll call it spill the coffee. Spill coffee, because that's don't, you should never spill coffee. We have met a couple of times, but we've talked quite a few times via social media and stuff like that, and text, and you know, all that sort of thing. So and this day and age, as I said in my previous podcast with my previous guest Shona, Shona and I have only ever actually met once. But we talk on WhatsApp, Zoom. We've done our podcast. You know, we're like virtual buddies.
But it's only ever it's met a crazy new world, isn't it? You don't have to meet anyone these days.
No, it is. And on the one before, my friend who was on guesting on that one, we talk about Warzone, Call of Duty Warzone. I'm in a clan, right, with a load of guys who I've only ever met one of them, and that's my friend. And all the other ones in the past 12 months have become, we're like best buddies sort of thing. And for those that are listening and not watching the video,
Don't you think, though, it's always a bit of a letdown if you meet someone in real life and they're not quite what you think. You're like,
And then you go, oh.
We've all got friends like that. We know you.
So, anybody who's listening and everybody who's watching, this is a bit of a special one that we're doing today. So this will go out on YouTube as well as being on the podcast. I wouldn't recommend that anybody watches them at the same time. Or you could do like you used to do with the football back in the days, where you used to have them on the radio but watching the live stuff on the telly. But watch one or the other, or watch both if you really want to. But the reason why we're doing this today is, as you can see, for those watching on YouTube, there's a lot of alcohol and drinks and stuff.
It's real as well. It's not. Do you know what? I do quite a few cocktail masterclasses, and it freaks people out because I forget to tell people. But halfway through, I'll grab a bottle and then go, "Oh my god, it's real!"
when I watched one of your lives on YouTube, I actually thought, You're obviously very steady on your feet, because if that was me, mate, I'd probably go and fall backwards, or I'm a bit clumsy. Even though I'm spatially aware, I'd probably knock you down.
I'm not that fat. It's quite.
No, I don't think at all. So we're here with Steve, and as you can see, Steve is a barman. So Steve, for the first part of our podcast / YouTube video that we're doing today, tell us about you, what you do, and how we know each other.
Oh, God. Well, about me. So how long have I got? 20 minutes, will that take? let's do the abbreviated version. Proud Cornishman. I was born and bred in Cornwall, so I always get down there. Massively proud Cornishman. I've lived up in East Anglia most of my life, though. I'm currently down sort of just south of Cambridge. I met this boy here.
BNI. Yeah.
When I was sort of living up in King's Lynn, three years ago now.
Yeah, I think
probably
so.
About 3 years ago. Yeah. Not longer. I don't know where it was, but yeah. So I've been, as you can see, I've been bartending all my life, running pubs, bars, all that sort of stuff. Cocktails is pretty much my thing. I've had my own business since 2012, year 9. Started off doing weddings, and I loved, so when I was working in pubs and bars and that, the one thing I did on the side was event bartending. Mm-hmm. And I loved event bartending, like go and do people's weddings and that. But I was lucky enough to done some real big gigs, like the Brit Award in 2003, that sort of thing.
Oh, wow.
I had the buzz, you know, I loved the buzz about that sort of event bartending, which is very different to ice cream bartending.
Hang on, sorry, I'm going to stop you there. Brit Awards?
Yeah.
Do you know what I've found doing these so far? And I'll probably find this with more people. That's why I asked the questions about what people.
It's not as glamorous as you might think.
was it you doing your thing, or were you working there as another?
Yeah,
company?
No. Then Christ, there was a team of easily a team of like 25 just in our bar alone.
Really?
You know, just working for an events company doing it. But I think there was 3 bars on site at the time.
But it's not as glamorous, no?
It is. I mean, I you know, Beyonce and what's his face, Jay-Z took one of my cocktails, you know, that's it. And I forget who else did it. I don't know. But you don't get to see too many celebrities because they've got all their, you know, their people.
Entourage,
But yeah, it was head down. Let's just crack out 100 mojitos. You know, I forget the other drink was like a gin-based cocktail as well. But I love that kind of buzz. I'm a speed merchant. I talk quite quick as well. Christ, people watch me on YouTube at times 1.5 speed. I feel sorry for them because I talk at 1.5 speed normally. Anyway, but.
You and me both, mate. That's one of the things I think I get. And I think the reason why we talk like that is because, obviously, from what you do, I'm watching you and talking to you, you're very passionate about what you do, which resonates massively with me because I love what I do, and you do everything to 150% of what you can do. You just do more because you enjoy.
Those people, right, when you see someone, they're kind of talking about what they're doing, you sort of say to them, do you enjoy what you do? They're like, oh, yeah, I love it. And you kind of, like, tell your face.
Yeah.
You know? And it's that, isn't it? It's quite, I mean, this is year 26. I've been doing it in my career, 26 years. You know?
Wow, did you start up 5 years old then, Steve?
Yeah, hey, good old boy. Can you not tell? We see the headlines. Can we get closer?
I thought that was CGI or something.
Oh, a quick funny story for you. So doing these Zooms and all that throughout the last year, I actually normally get people all over the country and all over the world. I've done them worldwide, Singapore and all that. Anyway, randomly, a lady booked me that doesn't live too far away from me, actually. She booked me for her son's birthday. Anyway, long story short, pre-lockdown 3.0, it might have been even last summer, pre-lockdown 2.0, and I recognised her. I was at my local coffee shop about 300 yards away from me. And I was just like, all right, how are you? And she went, oh, my God, you've got hair. You didn't look like you had hair. I didn't recognise you. Anyway, funny story. Carry on.
Sorry, I interrupted you. So you were saying you got to the Brit Awards and you were saying from there.
So the whole reason I started my own business was because I love the buzz of event bartending. And I did a lot of work in Cambridge University as well. And of course, obviously, the students are only there half the year.
Yep.
So another half the year, you are doing event bars, you're doing weddings, you're doing conferences. Mm-hmm. And I love that more than I did the sort of day-to-day running a pub, bar, sort of kind of thing. So, started my business 2012. Kind of a, you know, not a little rocky start, as all businesses are, but started flying 2016. Mm-hmm. When I niched into hen parties and the small stuff, you can probably tell, it's not an arrogant ego thing, but you can probably tell I'm more suited to small, intimate gatherings where I can kind of engage and entertain as opposed to head down and serve and entertain like 1,000 people at a time. So when I niched down from weddings and birthdays into those kind of masterclasses, that's when I exploded.
And it's,
just business went from there. But and then the latter couple of years, I started YouTube. I started uploading to YouTube in 2016-17, took it seriously in 2018, but then exploded properly in 2020. Right, it's like lockdown 1.0, that's when it took off. So yes, there we are, present day, that's me.
You said cheers now, bye bye. You said it's quite interesting as well, actually. I don't do bartending, and I can't make a cocktail, but I like watching you.
There's no such word as can't.
No,
I'm not
maybe skilled enough to do it, but there's no way that I can't grow that skill. But from a niching and doing your hen parties and doing your smaller groups, I understand that because I'm a health and safety trainer in my job, and I'd rather have maybe 6, 7, 8 people in a training session so that, and if less if I can, so that I know when I'm delivering the training to them that actually I can see them all around the room, I can engage eye contact with them all around the room, and then I can pick up, I'm quite good at reading people, and I can pick up when I know that what they're listening to I'm saying and what they're not, I can then focus and make sure they get the full involvement.
Do you not think, right, so what I do is more, yes, I teach people how to make cocktails, but it is more entertainment. You know, it's kind of that. However, do you not find, right, when you've got smaller groups, and I'm talking like 8s, 10s, 12s. Yeah. So for me, a smaller group is that compared to going sort of your 25s and 30s. Yeah. Do you not find when you've got a smaller group, they're actually more outgoing, they'll ask more questions, and the banter will fly even more than the bigger group? Because if you're in a bigger group, you're kind of scared to pipe up, whereas smaller groups, it's,
absolutely. Absolutely, and you can focus on more individuals, and you'll always have one or two people in a group that will always talk loads and will always know the answers and always want to get involved. And what you do, and when I do training and I want to do say to somebody, okay, I need a volunteer, you'll always have that same person or those same couple of people. Yeah, exactly. And then you've got other people who might be a bit quieter, not give any answers. And in the nicest way possible, I try and say to them, okay, well, what do you think? You know, what do you, how do you, come on, you have a go. Come on, let's have a bit of a,
you know what?
A bit of banter. You have a go.
I think that is a massive skill to have. It's like, you know, teaching is a massive skill anyway. I do teach, but I don't teach. You know, it is anything.
You're a cocktail teacher.
That skill, and I think I've got that skill pretty pretty nailed. That skill of like picking out the quiet ones and bringing them into the group.
Yeah.
And bringing the whole group along. That's quite a tough.
But it's bringing them in without them feeling.
Without them feeling awkward. Or,
exactly.
Because you know they are shy. They're shy. So it's not making a big deal out of
it.
That's
right.
Kind of gently nudging.
Yeah. However, when you have a group of. I've done it where I've had people like 25, 30 in a session, and it's been more of a sort of training / lecture-y type thing where there's no practical stuff involved. You can see the ones who don't want to interact go and sit at the back. But then I always say when I try and set up training rooms, and it's been a bit difficult in the last 12 months with COVID, but we have done some training, but pre-COVID, setting up training rooms and stuff like that, I try and do it where people can't sit at the back. However, when the people do go and sit at the back, I will make a bit of a joke and say, when they come in, I say, oh, sit at the front. Oh, no, I'll sit at the back. Oh, no, don't sit at the back, because they're the people that I ask first, and they all come and sit at the front. So it's about that engagement. And also, it's the learner, it's the experience. It's the learner experience, because if they don't get that, they'll go away at the end. They'll go, so, you know, can you give us some feedback? They put in the feedback, and I'm touching words because I don't want to jinx it, but with the way that I train people and the way that I engage people, they always then put trainer, really enjoyed, really knows and like, really enthusiastic.
I think they're just being polite, mate. That's all that is.
Well, they've written it down, so what's on paper exists.
I've got it for social media. What are you drinking?
Just blackcurrant juice, mate.
Oh, that's a bit boring.
Blackcurrant juice. No, I'm off the sauce. I've been off the sauce for about 6 weeks now, so...
6 weeks? Why? Why not?
Well, I'm just trying to trim down a bit. There you go. There's a out there to everybody listening.
Well, I did, mate. Get ill. It wasn't COVID, but get ill before Christmas, lose 2 stone, and job done.
Nice. There you go. You heard it here first.
It wasn't COVID, but I was pretty ill. You know, I spent most of Christmas in bed for like 2 months. Lost 2 stone. So I'm kind of trim. I look quite chubby now, but I'm kind of trim to what I was.
Since I will say, since I first met you, you've definitely trimmed down a lot. Oh, okay. You have, mate. No, you have. And you've also looked like you've been out in the garden as well, or is it just hot in your...
It's just natural.
Natural brownness.
It's natural glow. The natural smiley glow, that's all it is.
Oh, dear. Brilliant.
I told you this would be boring. You thought this one was going to be boring.
No, I didn't know. That's why I'm doing a video as well, mate, because I know that it won't be. It won't be. So, quick fire question before we go on to the next bit. Okay. So, and you probably don't because of your trim figure, you know, you probably don't. But what is your favourite Nando's order or favourite takeaway? You're going to say, I don't
eat. Do you know what? That's...
Are you a Nando's person?
I've done Nando's once in my life. Really
bizarre. Did you enjoy it?
Don't they do like a pineapple salsa or something? A lot of chicken. So it's not Nando's related, but a bit of pineapple and a bit of tropical kind of, a bit of chicken and a bit of tropical kind of salsa.
Yeah.
Is that a Nando's thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think Nando's. Mate. I like a sandwich. I'm a Cornish pasty and a sandwich guy.
Ah, okay. Right.
Here we go.
Okay, here we go. So question is, cream or jam first?
Mate, what? Look, cream is not butter. cream is a topping, right? So where these Devonians get the whole cream is a butter thing and put the cream on first and then jam on. What is that all about? Cream is a topping. You put cream on top of stuff.
So it's butter, jam.
Yeah,
jam, cream.
Well, yeah, if you're going to use butter, but, you know, you butter and cream. Mate, that's, see, that's why I'm trim. You don't do butter and cream.
But do you not do the butter to make sure that the jam sticks on?
Well, it depends how fresh your, I was going to say, your croissant.
Croissant, go to France.
Croissant. It depends how fresh your scone is. Your scone. You're a scone, or a scone?
I'm a scone.
Scone, yeah.
Because I'm a London boy, so I'm a scone. Right,
you can stay in my little gang, that's fine. So scone, jam, cream.
Cheese scone or plain scone?
Oh, now, oh, see, we're getting technical now. I do like a cheese scone. I'm a big fan of a cheese scone.
And there's another one for you then, while I'm just thinking.
Go on.
Heated through or toasted?
Oh, controversial. I would probably... I can't recollect ever having a toasted scone, so I'm going to say heated through.
Have you never had a toast... Mate, toasted cheese scone is the way forward. I haven't had scones for ages, but when I do, if I can, I'll try and get it toasted. Or I'll do it myself.
But... Perhaps I've just got a posh toaster that just heats it all the way through anyway.
So corn, the right way, the Cornish way is
jam, cream. Yeah.
What's the other way then?
Devon likes to think they're, you know, they know it all and stuff. They use cream as butter, so they go cream first and jam on top.
I've got
a friend. I don't know, mate. They're a weird bunch, those Devonians.
Well, I've got a friend of mine who will, and hopefully she'll be listening to this. She's Cornish.
Philippa,
if you're listening, Steve is a man after your own heart because you have jam and then cream. Oh. And I hope that's right. She is Cornish. I hope that's right, because otherwise she'll be messaging me saying, no, that's not the way I do it. In which case, then, you're not really Cornish. So, but I can't comment because I'm not Cornish. I'm not even from Norfolk. I'm London. So, you know. Brill.
You've emigrated.
I have, yes, back in 2000.
So, was that the quick fire question that lasted?
That was
like
that
10,
one.
That lasted
that
10 minutes.
Yeah, but so now, and again, the reason why we've done this type of podcast / YouTube video is because Steve, to all the listeners out there, is going to talk to us a bit more, and hopefully, if he's prepared, knock us up maybe a cocktail.
Oh, what? I've got no ice. Have you got any intro music? And I can get some ice and stuff. It's all right.
What I can do, mate, is and I can, if I leave a gap.
That's fine. I'm mic'd up. I can. I'm good at doing live shows, and I talk to people while I'm off camera, get my ice, which is just.
That's all right. part of the experience. Okay.
So what? You want me to make a cocktail? Is that it?
Yes, please. Wow. Show everybody what you're
Am
doing.
Am I like a performing monkey? Is that
No.
Perform
but...
for me, boy. Perform.
If you want, how about this? And if you want, I can do the next bit first and then give you time to prepare. And
I've run out of coffee now, so I could do with a drink. What's your favourite spirit then? Come on, let's do it.
Well, you went, when I told you the other day, when you did your live video a couple of weeks ago, I said, what's the best thing to go with this? And you went, oh, I don't drink it anyway. Gin. Okay, all right.
No, it's all right. We've got some
rum.
Gin.
No, do rum. Rum's
no, no,
fine.
No, gin. Why? See, what? Right, okay. Let me interview you. Why gin? Why have you got into gin?
Because my wife likes it and she buys it and it's there. But...
Are we talking plain gin or are we talking flavoured gin?
A bit of each.
Right, okay.
However, I do like the old Watu gin.
The old who?
Watu who?
Yeah. Hello, Watu guys. How are you?
I don't mind. Gin, rum.
Gin, rum.
Gin, rum. You can do
a fog. I could do a bit of a fog cutter and... do a bit of both, because that is both. But
yeah,
that's
okay.
Dull and boring. What I kind of... Look, what my whole YouTube channel is about, right, yeah. without plugging, I'm not...
No, plug, please, plug.
So what, So what I kind of do is I do it differently to a lot of other cocktail channels out there. So cocktail channels, they'll do how to make a mojito, how to make a bramble, how to make a cosmopolitan, blah, 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 yeah. blah, 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 blah. What I try and do is I try and take base spirits, because okay. I know people, for instance, would have gone out and bought passion fruit vodka. So I try and make videos showing people what drinks they can make with passion fruit vodka. So that's okay. part of my thing. Now, there was a whole point to that story, and I've completely forgotten what that point was. So I'm just going to film. I've got no idea what the point was. What was the point of the video?
We were talking about, I said about rum and gin.
I don't know where I was going with that. I had a thought in my head and I lost it halfway.
Okay. So how about this? How about this? You, I'll tell you what, this is about you and showing off what you can do. You make your go-to drink or your favorite drink that you can make.
Well, I'm going to riff now because I did a live show last night about tiki cocktails. Okay. And I love tiki is like a very different, a lot of people think they like tiki, but actually what they're actually drinking are tropical cocktails. Tiki is all about kind of different flavors, different. They're kind of called shapeshifters. So you have a little sip, and you'll get a first taste of something, and then as it goes down a bit further, you'll get a different flavor, and as it goes down even further, you'll get something else, and then you've got a different finish. I love those sort of cocktails with spices and stuff. So we're going to riff. Mm-hmm. I won't use that rum because I'm filming that rum afterwards. I've got like 70 spiced rums here. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to go with something like that. So we're going, we're going for like a little
Havana cup. Yep.
And this is a brand new one. So we've got, what have we got in here? We've got toasted coconut, I think. Somewhere. Yeah, there it is. Toasted coconut, guava, pineapple, and vanilla. So we're going for a bit of that. Should we do a double measure of that or should we do a single measure?
Go for a double.
Double bubble?
Yeah.
So you've been reading the old apron, haven't you? Double bubble?
Double bubble indeed.
So we're going to do... See, this is crazy as well. Because of YouTube, I work in American. I work in ounces. So 60 mil instead of 50 mil, which is better for cocktails.
Okay.
I work in mil for you, though. We'll do 60 Thank mil. You. So you can kind of get it. So 60 mil of that. So we've got lovely kind of pineapple, coconut, guava notes going on there. We're going to do some spice kind of stuff. So we'll go for this. I've got a product here called Golden Falernum. And what Falernum is kind of, this one's actually German, but it's kind of island spices, Caribbean island spices. Mm-hmm. They'll all be different. Each island will have a different kind of base there. They're kind of alcoholic syrups, if you like. Okay. So this one's got notes of almonds, ginger, citrus in there, vanilla. Really, really nice. So
and can you get that? Can you get that from sort of
everything? I won't plug them because I'm not here to plug them, but I get everything online from a massive online wholesaler, whatever you want to call it. Mm-hmm. So I'm just going for 15 mil, so half a shot essentially of that. So you don't want too much. And I do like my spices quite a lot. So I'm going for something now called pimento dram. And pimento is obviously piment berries, like peppers. Like little pepper berries, just infused. Again, you get lovely sort of clove notes, lovely pepper notes coming off this. Now, you really, really don't want too much of this either. So we want about a spoon, about 5 mil of that. And I'm quite leery, so normally that I spill it and go about 25 mil. So we've got kind of that flavours. What other flavours should we go? We need to add something a bit more. I'll tell you what we'll do. I'll go for a bit of banana. We'll go for a bit of banana liqueur as well.
Okay.
So we're going totally, totally tropical for this. Mm. All right. And I'm just going to do another 15 mil of banana. So we've got banana. So we've got the rum, which is pineapple. So you don't get too much coconut, but pineapple and guava with a bit of vanilla in there. We've got falernum, which is kind of spices. We've got piment, which is like the peppery spice.
Yep.
Bit of banana liqueur. We need some citrus. Excuse the citrus. I haven't got any squeezed yet, so I'll use the stuff I use on my other channel, which obviously they sell. So it's kind of pre-bottled citrus that works. Yeah. An absolute treat. It is just lime juice, but it's there. So we'll go for that. Because of the it's not much sweetness, so I'm going to go 15 mil for that. Notice there's no sugar syrup in there. I'm just relying on the sweetness of that. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to give that a shake. And this is where you fell for a couple of seconds because my ice is right down here.
No, you're fine. I think the flavours that you've just explained, my senses must be up because I can taste them in my mouth already. Yeah. I'm not even drinking it.
I thought you downloaded the scratch and sniff thing for
Zoom. No, no. No, I want you to send me this in the post afterwards.
All right. Scratch and sniff. And I want one more ingredient out of my big Whopper fridge, which is right there. Got a little treat for you. Sorry, I know I'm off camera.
No, you're fine. And just when anybody, Steve will be able to tell you his YouTube channel at the end, but watch Steve's ones because he does go off. And I think that's part of your...
Yeah, part of my charm.
You've got to do it because it shows it's real. It's not right. Staged. It's
what,
all real.
What I will do, because I do cut this out of videos, I'll take my little mic off because it'll get a little bit loud and a little bit distorted for you. So I'll put the little mic just down there while I'm shaking.
Yeah, cool.
You have to shake it for about 10 to 12 seconds, right?
Yeah, so that's cool. It's like watching Tom Cruise.
You what?
It's like watching Tom Cruise in Cocktail.
Of course it is.
Or who was the other one? The Australian bloke.
Right. I'll put the mic back on now. All the loud noise is gone. Oh, I tell you what, when I'm editing videos and I shake up there, I'm like, whoa!
Yeah.
Right. I've normally got a lav mic on when I'm doing this. Right. Now, you can use fresh ice. The last ingredient I've got is just some, to go along with the rum, I've got some guava pop, whatever you want to call it, soda. Excuse me. So I'm going for 60ml of that. And as I'm tight, I'm going to use the same ice. What glass should we go for young Jim? Let's go for this so the punters can see it. Let's go for that sort of tiki glass.
Cool.
So
look at that.
Normally you get another bit of ice in there. Have I got any garnish prepped? What have I got?
That is a lovely, very,
I've got
very
half a passion fruit. There we go.
Lovely. Very lovely tropical colour, I think that
it's
is.
Not bad off the bearing in mind nothing's there. So scratch and sniff time. Viewers, scratch
I'm gonna scratch the screen right now. There you go. No.
Oh my God, that is so good.
Are you impressed with yourself?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good. Kind of very fruit forward, that one. Very fruity.
Yeah. Yeah.
Could have done with a tiny, tiny bit more sort of pimento in there, actually. A little bit of chili, sort of pepper.
Okay.
Well, that's good.
So just go for the ingredients again.
So I've forgotten. Were you not taking notes? Havana, Cuban spice. So as I say, it's brand new, been out about a month now, if that. Sort of different kind of fruitier spice rum. Mm-hmm. So vanilla forward, and then you've got pineapple, guava, toasted coconut in there. So we've got those kind of notes. That side still, I've got banana liqueur.
Yep.
It's a bit of banana. I've got these two because they were just sitting there because I used them last night. So pimento dram. Pimento is piment berries, so like peppers, like mini peppers, and just macerate. I think these are rum-based, actually. I'm not 100% sure, but I think they're rum-based liqueurs. Mm-hmm. So I've got the spice from the piment and the cloves and all that sort of taste in there. And then we've got falernum, which again is another rum-based liqueur, kind of ginger notes in there, almond notes, vanilla notes, bit of lime in there, and a bit of citrus as well. Lime juice. Did I use something else? I know I used that, the guava.
Yeah.
Something else? 1, 2, 3, 4.
I think that was it. Yeah.
But no sugar. Because these are just liqueurs, so no sugar. You don't need a lot of sugar.
That's good. No, it looks really good.
You've got to name it now. What are we called? Tea with Jimmy C. This is what this is called. Tea with Jimmy C.
Spill the tea with Jimmy C. We call it Spill the Tea. There you go. A Spill the Tea.
I should have used tea. Oh, my God.
Oh, don't worry.
Tea. Oh, perhaps I've binned it. I had some cold black tea for last night. Black tea and cocktails. That was really good. Ooh.
See, it's interesting, different things that can go into cocktails, and you just never think. I mean, as I say, I'm not somebody who really makes cocktails, but I like watching your channel. I like watching when other people make them. My friend, right, so we talked about Philippa, who's Cornish. Her husband, Dan, loves cocktails. No, you're right. He absolutely loves cocktails. So this will hopefully, if I can get, you know, we will listen and watch this. This will be one for him. He makes also when we go around to their house. Obviously not in the last 12 months, but beforehand he was like, let's make cocktails. Want to make some cocktail? He's got all the gear, and he talks about and I'm really surprised that and he likes watching YouTube. So I'm really surprised he's not picked up on your channel.
I think the thing is, right, and without, let's just go down a little cocktail, a little booze sort of world. There's like, I'm a cocktail bartender. Yes, I've run pubs and bars and that sort of stuff, but I'm a cocktail bartender at heart. I have done the whole mixology thing. I've been there, done that, got the T-shirt. Am I a mixologist? No. I don't claim to be. I don't want to be. I don't like it. I lovingly refer to them as ego tenders. So they're more concerned about their drink and how they, instead of how the person in front of them is feeling or the room or whether they can do anything to help. So I lovingly refer to them as ego tenders. Now, the point being, yes, classic cocktails, things like Manhattan's, sort of Cosmos, old fashions, gin, like Vesper martinis, gin martinis, all that kind of stuff. Yes, they have their place. Is that what floats my boat? No. It doesn't, and that's what not what my channel is about at all. I'm about fun, lively cocktails. Flipping hell, blue cocktails, some of the most viewed cocktails, obviously the porn star martini, but some of the most viewed cocktails on my channel. I like with blue curacao. I should have added some blue stuff for that. Because everyone loves blue drinks.
It is.
They're lying.
Yeah. And that I was going to say about that, because I saw a post that you put on, I think it was over the weekend, where you did a bright blue cocktail. And that was super. I looked at that and thought, wow, that's... And
it's myth-busting as well, because you don't have to make blue cocktails sweet. All right, there was a tiny bit of sugar in there. It was apricot syrup. So a tiny bit of apricot syrup. But it wasn't a sweet cocktail.
And there's it's brilliant. Excuse me. I think the whole world of cocktail making stuff is brilliant. And
I liken it like this, right? People, and this is the big takeaway I've done from not hen party, because obviously this year hasn't been hen party cocktail mascots.
No.
There's been a couple, but not many. Whereas the previous 3 or 4 years have been 90% hen party.
Yeah. Right?
The biggest takeaway from this year, just average people looking to entertain themselves.
Mm.
They, for some reason, they're a dab hand in the kitchen. You know, they'll look at recipe books and they'll see a recipe for something and they'll look at it and think, oh, actually, no, I don't fancy that in there. I'm going to swap it out for this instead.
Mm.
Whether it's a different type of cheese, whether it's a different vegetable or different dressings or whatever. Mm. You know, it'll be second nature. I'll just swap that. For some reason, people don't comprehend that you can do that with alcohol. And I don't understand why, because it's exactly the same thing.
Yeah.
It's just liquid instead of solid.
And you got
and that's it. Once you get past that hurdle of thinking, you know what, actually nothing's going to really clash, really.
Yeah.
Jobs
it's good. It's all about testing, isn't it? Like with food, you've got to test it and say, well, yes, that does work, or no, that doesn't. And then you've got to try a different ingredient as such.
Because that's banging. I'll send you the thingy so you can put the cocktail in the show description.
Yes, I will do. No, that'd be brilliant. And that'd be good, because then we can tell everybody tell everybody to get the ingredients beforehand and then they can do it. That. Next quick fire question for you. Top 3 programs that you're watching at the moment. Do you get any time to watch TV with all the
work? I'm a binge watcher.
Okay.
So I'm a binge one. Right. I'm a huge Line of Duty fan and it's killing me because I cannot. I'm not watching it. I'm not watching it until we've got another 2 weeks, haven't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm not watching it until I'll start watching it probably on a week on Thursday.
Yeah.
So I can get like 2 episodes in a day and then watch the final one probably Monday after it come out. Because I'm going to sit there and watch it all like one a week. That's just pointless.
That is, do you know what? That is hard work. That is hard work. And I was up until 12:45 this morning watching yesterday's one. because I didn't start. I forget to Sunday. Yeah. And then I go, and then it'll get to like 11 o'clock and I say, I haven't watched Line of Duty, so I need to go and watch it. And of course,
do you know what I did about 3 weeks ago? I just watched them all. I started season one again. Do you know how much I've forgotten a lot from season 1 and 2? And it all kind of fits into place when you kind of, because you can remember season, whatever it was, 5, the last one. What season are we on now? I don't know. Don't
matter. I think it was 6. I can't 6. Remember.
So you kind of remember, because season 5 is like sort of fresh in your mind.
Mm.
But you forget how season 1 and 2 kind of sets the theme. My dad
started watching them again, and he we were talking away and we talked about the first one and we talked about the second one, and I said in the third one where the lady unfortunately gets her arm amputated, and he went, what? I went, you know, the third one, you know. And he went, I haven't watched that one. And he then went back and he started watching it and he said, I never saw this series. And I went, how did you miss? It's like
I've served her cocktails.
Have you?
Sandy, yeah. So I don't know whether you know this about her. Her hubby and, well, hubby's mum doesn't live too far away from me down here.
Okay.
So we've done events for her. She's very well to. So hubby, what's his name? Dan? Is it? I've forgotten his name now.
Oh,
Dan.
No, I can't remember.
He wrote The Secret. I can never remember the title. He's done loads of other movies as well, but The Secret Marigold or Hotel Marigold or something like that.
Oh, right, right.
Marigold Hotel thing, anyway. Yeah. So that's hubby. That's Dandy's hubby. And yeah, she's obviously there. Her kids are awesome. They're quite young, but they're so much fun.
Yeah. Anyway,
yeah, I've served her cotton. Carry on.
So, great series. And she was really good. And I think they're all really good in it. And I really like it. And it's one of those ones, having served in the police as well, it's not... I look at it and sometimes I think that's not quite exactly how it would go. However, it's one of those series that, you know what, if I wasn't so desperate to see it every week, I would wait until I could watch it and binge watch it all in one go.
There's no way I could sit there and watch one a week. It just wouldn't happen. I'd throw stuff at the TV. I just couldn't do it.
I would, some series that I've watched before, I'll forget they're on and then I'll miss a week. And then I'll watch 2 weeks, and then or I'll start catching up. But this one, I'm just like, I know it's.
I love all that sort of stuff. Spooks is another one. I know that's finished years ago, but
brilliant.
I love Spooks. Again, start of lockdown, crack on.
Yeah.
So, season one of Spooks all the way through. Yeah. You finished off with the film, obviously.
Yeah.
You'll have to finish off with the film.
Yeah.
And 24 and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
I've pre-watched, rewatched all that again. Yeah. I love all that sort of stuff. Yeah.
Have you ever watched? Have you watched Homeland?
I couldn't get into it. I've watched season one and two, and then halfway through, sort of through, or the end of two, when getting to three, I'm like, no, it's lost it.
I've started watching it again, and I'm on season two, and I'm just not.
I get to the same point. I can't get past the end of season two. It's just like, it's
boring. Yeah. What would be, just off the top of your head, one comedy series or something like that? What do you like?
I don't know about comedy series. But comedians, I do, because obviously I'm quite auditory. I know we were chatting about podcasts before this, but I'm quite auditory actually. And that's the cool thing about YouTube Premium, because YouTube Premium, I've subscribed to YouTube Premium. So you can just lock your phone. So your phone can sit in your back pocket while you're walking and you just listen to stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. So obviously if you've just got normal, you don't pay for YouTube, but as soon as you lock your phone, YouTube
drops off.
So the big point of that is I love kind of comedians and stuff. So Mickey Flanagan's got his own YouTube channel. It's all these clips. John Richardson, Russell Howard reposted his stuff.
Yeah, Russell Howard,
All that kind of stuff. Comedy, I love like the panel shows. They're quite amusing. Yeah. Would I Lie to You? That sort of stuff.
Yeah.
What's the other one I'm thinking of?
8 Out of 10 Cats, that one?
That sort of stuff. I kind of love all that, but I can't comedy shows. See, I don't watch.
That's fair enough. No, that's cool. I just thought I'd change it up a little bit. Okay, so you talked about what you've done up until now. What are your sort of plans for going forward? Basically, if you
finish this, have a wee, film some film some more videos, get to the end of the week, repeat. I'm not one for massive forward planning. I've got a couple of dreams. I'll talk about three of them very quickly.
Yeah, cool.
But I'm one of these people that I just don't believe in. I enjoy the journey more than I do getting to having the whole getting to the end destination. Getting to the end, what are you going to do when you get to the end destination? You're just going to be bored, aren't you?
Yeah, exactly.
I'd rather take little detours and enjoy myself.
Exactly.
And maybe never even hit the final destination. You know, I've had fun along the way.
Exactly. Enjoy it while it goes on. Yeah.
Three kind of miniature dreams. You know, so YouTube is pretty much my full-time gig these days. So I've got kind of like a 5-year plan with that. I'm rolling out daily videos at the moment. So we've got Monday to Friday's cocktails, Saturday's spice rums. I'm sorry, I live in Duxford, so we've got the aeroplanes going.
No, you're right, mate. I live in King's Lynn near Marham, but they go over here all the time, so it's...
Yeah.
Yeah.
there we go. Now, I tell you pretty much. And that's only a little, like, what, a little two wing job, whatever they're called. Anyway, so yeah, YouTube, I'm rolling out like, so Monday to Friday is cocktail videos, Saturday is my Spanish Rum reviews, and then Sunday is my live show. Mm-hmm. I do another channel, I get paid to do another channel as well. Mm-hmm. So I'm rolling out like 9-10 bits of content a week. My whole game plan, because I've got a search-based channel as well, is mm-hmm. just kind of get to 5 years. I've got a rough idea of the income that I'll be getting in 5 years time from that. So that's that. Anyway, mm-hmm. that's where. So that's not the dream. The dream is I kind of, so here we go. You know, Saturday Kitchen or James Martin's
Open,
right?
Yeah.
I want the drinks version of that, right? So where I've got a proper studio, probably more like James Martin, to be fair.
Yeah.
The Saturday Kitchen vibe is there.
Yeah,
but I've got a proper studio where, much like this, I've got a couple of guests in, sitting at the end of the bar. We're having a chat. Yep. We make cocktails, different feasts. So this is a new brand, different features and stuff like that. A kind of like a, probably like a Friday night show type thing.
Yeah.
And the thing is, people say to me, oh, well, you know, what channel would you go on? The thing is, right, if you work hard enough, you have your little team in place, you can get more views from the right people on YouTube than you can going on BBC or ITV or Dave or something like that.
Yeah.
So I've got no dreams of being on TV because I know that I can rock that out on YouTube.
Yeah.
So that's dream number one. And I've completely forgotten what dream
and oh, yeah. Just on that one, Steve, you could have a Friday night program. Or if you really wanted to be adventurous, you could have a Saturday morning and then nobody would do anything through the whole of Saturday because they'd be absolutely
I was kind of thinking of like
hammered.
The follow-up, like the hangover, the hangover something like that. Yeah. The night after.
Where you get someone in to fry up breakfast or,
yeah,
you know.
Exactly. You could do all that sort of thing because, you know, I don't want to go gastro puppy, but you kind of get that, you know, that Saturday. I know we've got a Sunday brunch, but you kind of have Saturday brunch is kind of the thing, isn't
Absolutely.
It? After a Friday night
Absolutely.
Out. So, yeah, I've got all those little ideas in my head. The dream that's been on that I keep talking about for ages, and I've just been given a kick up the backside by one of my kind of members. I've got a little membership community as well, and I'm writing my cocktail book. And again, I did something stupid. I was like, right, I'm going to have it out by May. No, my birthday's in August. So I'm going to have it done by mid-July. So take a couple of weeks to print or whatever, so I'll have it in my hand for my birthday, so that to sell a cocktail book, so I'll have a cocktail book.
Okay.
But the other non-related kind of thing is I want to walk, and I love walking every day. I don't know whether you've seen that. I stopped doing it because I got ill, but I used to do a daily 5k vlog on my Instagram. I do walk every single morning except when I go shopping. But I walk at least be like 5k sometimes. Mm-hmm. This time of year it'll be sort of 7-10k.
Mm-hmm.
My big dream is I want to walk the Cornish coastline.
Nice, yep.
Now, there's two parts to this, because you can do the Cornish coastline, which is, I forget what the exact number, 300, and, I want to say 330, but it's a bit more than that. So you start off just north of Bude, and you go all the way down sort of like Padstow, Rickstein, Padstow, Newquay, Land's End, all the way back, blah, 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 there, and finish just past Hoy.
Mm-hmm.
But the actual walk is called the Southwest Cornish Coast. Southwest Path is 640. I think it's 648. Since 640, 648. Mm. You start at North Devon and you go all the way around Cornwall and that, and then you finish in Poole. So you do the Jurassic coastline.
Yes, yes, yes.
Like Bournemouth and Poole and finish there. Yeah. Now, obviously, you're not going to walk that in one go. No one, you know, no one's stupid enough to walk that in one go. But I'd love to do, over the next couple of years, like take weeks here and there and just go down, walk. Because I can, you know, I can bust out 15, 20 miles in a day quite easily, because I walk 5 or 6 miles in an hour and a bit in the morning. So, you know, which is
good. When I asked you about doing this, you actually sent me a written response. You actually sent me a video, didn't you? I thought it was brilliant. I thought, why have I never? Because the thing now is for people to do the voice recording. That's voice notes. But that was, I looked at that, I thought, why has he sent this? Thinking he sent me a voice note or something. And then you did, and I thought, that's brilliant.
Well, it's just, see, you know, I'm a big one for video anyway. And I could sit there in time, or I could just quickly flick the camera on. I've got, literally, I've got about an hour and a half while I'm out walking.
Yeah.
I do listen to podcasts a lot, or audiobooks, or YouTube, wherever I'm. but I just flip the camera. And I'll talk to like 10, 15 people. The amount of people that freaks out as well for the first time. They're like, oh my God. It's just, you know, they'll text back and I was like, yeah. So yeah, that's just my thing. It's been my thing now for a good 2 years, probably.
Yeah.
Probably longer than that. But yeah, I just shoot people video messages back. It's easy, isn't it? So, if someone messages me through the day, I'll wait until the next morning doing video.
I'm lying in my bed doing a bit.
Yeah. No, I will do it up in the office. So I'll come down here to the bar and do it. But yeah, it's much more fun when I can have a waffle. I think nothing of sending like 6 or 7 minute videos in WhatsApp to people.
I sometimes think about doing that, but I've always got kids near my feet or dogs in the background and very likely that on this podcast they'll probably
do you want to know something really funny? If you phone me, I'll never answer it. I will never answer the phone. My kids never answer the phone. Talk on the phone at all. Don't phone me, message me.
No.
And then 9 times out of 10 I'll send a video message like back in a few minutes, but I talk to you on the phone. No, I talk on my time.
That's like my kids don't do that. They'll send a message. My eldest, she'll just start, she holds the phone almost like, what do I do? And I said, put the phone to your ear. And she's like, oh no, they don't do that. Or my headset doesn't work. No, no, the phone is designed that you can put it. No, don't do that. She says, no.
I know it's kind of not the done thing that people love a phone call, but I'm just like, no, I don't answer the phone. My phone will ring all day long. No, not answering.
No,
you message me, I'll be straight on.
So you just said book.
Cocktail book. So
tell us a little bit more about that.
Again, you know, there are so many flipping cocktail books out there. And again, this is kind of part of my path, my journey, if you like, finding me sort of thing. You know, there's so many cocktail books out there that tell you how to make mojitos, daiquiris, and punches. And it's all boring. And I started writing that, and my heart was not in it. It just wasn't me. That's why I never finished it. But yeah, as I say, I've got my little membership community. They're called Legends, STB Legends. So they're all part of my little membership community. And one of them's given me a kick up the backside to get my booking going. And it kind of sits now because of how my YouTube channel's progressed over the last year.
Yeah.
So yeah, it will be. And the thing is, because of how I do my videos as well, it'll be a never-ending series of books because I don't make cocktails that I find recipes for. I'm the one creating the cocktails.
Yeah.
So it's just inspiration. That's what my whole thing is, super, inspiration. So
yeah, that's,
yeah, it'll be breaking down into, like, I'm doing a lot of work with Mr. Black coffee liqueur at the moment. So right. Mr. Black section, it'll break down the spiced rum section, flavoured vodka section. Mm-hmm. So the whole point being, you know, when you're looking at a cocktail book or a recipe book, for those of you that haven't got cocktail books, think of a recipe book, right?
Yeah.
You know, recipe books might be broken down into chicken or pork or that. Yeah. Cocktail books might be broken, if you're lucky, might be broken down into vodka or rum or something like that. But the way I want to do it is I want to break it down so people can actually, oh yeah, I've got a bottle of this. What can I make with it? That's where I come into my own. That's why I love doing. Cocktail book. And I wanted to get it hardback. I had this big vision of like hardback, but that's just going to be so flipping expensive.
Yeah.
Because I'm self-publishing as well. I'm not going to have a publisher.
Yeah, I was just about to ask that, if it was as a publisher or self-published.
So self-published, I've set the account up. I'm not doing it through Amazon. I did look at Amazon. I've done something through CreateSpace before with Amazon. It's called KDP now, Kindle Direct Publishing. I was looking at that, but that's just, it's just, they've got a bit too technical. They've not kind of progressed with the times.
Right, okay.
So I'm actually going to use another service called Lulu, L-U-L-U.
Okay.
Massive in the US. Pretty easy. It's just upload. It's awesome. I've looked at it a year ago, and they spent COVID basically updating. It's just a dream. If any of you want to write your own books, it's just a dream. But you're looking, so I can get my book done. I think it works out to about £7.
Right, okay.
For each time they print it, it's costing £7, right? Okay. Obviously, I don't pay that. So if I'm charging £15, for instance, Lulu take their cut, I get my cut on top of that. But to do a hardback version, it was going to be £20, just under £20.
Right.
And you know, no one's going to buy a cocktail book for £30, you know, just to make a fiver of it. So I've gone paperback, but you know, I've gone for premium pages and premium colour.
brilliant.
Trying to do scratch and sniff. But yeah, I just, you know, it's just that there will be a bit of my life story, not too much, but a bit of my story in there, a bit of what floats my boat. But yeah, I think everyone's got a book in them. It's just finding out what the book is.
Do you know what?
What's your book?
Well, I don't know. And funny enough, you say this. One of the things, because you know, from when we were in, when you were in BNI, I'm not going to talk about BNI too much, hardly anything at all. But when you do a weekly presentation, do you remember doing the old weekly presentations?
Yeah.
So they ask you to do your bio, and it says in your bio, what do you want to achieve or whatever? And mine says, I want to retire by the time I'm 40. So I've got 3 years, and I want to write a book. And do you know what? I would love to write a book. And hopefully by doing, do you know what? By doing this, we had a bit of a chat before we did this about what we're going to talk about, etc. But by doing the podcast, my memory is fairly good. But actually, from speaking to other people and people I know, it might bring out some stuff that I don't remember.
I'm a massive one for that. I love chatting to people just like this. I love chatting. This is weird, but don't do phone calls. But anyway, I love people. So I've talked to another friend this morning about kind of they're getting into YouTube, but they're just finding they're rejigging their whole business.
Yep.
And I love those chats because not only do they find it valuable, but it also helps me. It's just exactly what you've said. It kind of triggers something in your brain. Yeah. You get loads of different ideas. Yeah. I love that sort of thing.
I remember, I think it was a couple of years ago, maybe a little bit longer, I was talking to you about how I could do videos or something around our business. And you came back with such a wealth of information about make sure you've got a good microphone, make sure you've got a good setup with this, if you're going to do a camera, if you've got this, blah, 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 and you've got good lighting and all this sort of stuff. And I never thought of that. And it'll be interesting because for this now, I've got myself a good headset because the one I had before was rubbish. I'm still thinking on the end of the mic, you can get those little mufflers. You can't really see it. I'm thinking of getting one of those to try and stop some of the sound sometimes. But the camera is fairly, I've spent a few quid on the camera. However, when I can get back to doing, and as COVID, hopefully, you know, as it moves on, we can get back. And one of the things I want to try and do sort of over the summer months, if not before, is get in a position where I can do this, but within social distancing or whatever we're meant to be doing then with somebody else. So I'm going to need a better camera, and I want to do it because this is okay.
Whoa. Better camera. Why? What camera are you using now? I just want to bust the mix.
It's just a standard webcam.
Okay. All right. That's fine.
I'm not using anything fancy.
My whole channel, my whole YouTube channel, and this now, that is an iPhone 11 Pro Max. And my close-ups on my YouTube channel is an iPhone 12 Pro Max, and that sits just there when I'm filming.
Yeah.
I do everything off my. Now, I'm not saying that they are the best if you're like if you want to go for cinematic sort of a channel, but if you just want face down the camera stuff, your flipping phone will smash it, especially anything over. I upgraded. So I've had the 11 for about a year. I upgraded my 7 to the 12.
Yeah. Yep.
Because the 7 was just about, you know. So I would say anything iPhone, probably 10 upwards now.
Oh, the iPhone cameras are good. Yeah,
You don't need, look, the future of your business is definitely on YouTube, on Facebook video. Facebook video is trying their hardest now to come up.
Yep.
And then Twitter have got their video going because they've binned off Periscope now. Mm-hmm. So Twitter's got their video back. LinkedIn video is huge right now. The future is video. People just put all these obstacles in their way. Like I've got decent lighting. I've got 4-5 studio lights above me. Mm. But then I wanted the whole back bar lit.
Yes.
If you want the whole shadow effect, you just need one light there and one light there. Job done. Yeah. You know. And a mic, well, I've got the Rode Wireless Goes.
Yeah.
And I've normally got a lav mic on. But for some reason, Zoom works better without the lav mic for this. But I don't know why.
Okay.
But, you know, this whole setup literally cost me about 100 ignoring the phones, about 150 quid.
And it doesn't need to be. It doesn't need to be. I think it's more of the content and the conversation. And if you have to do any editing on it, how well you edit the bits and how well you prepare, because obviously I prepared for this and I sent you some stuff before we did it. and I prepared for this, did a little bit of background, you know, and sent stuff to you saying this is sort of very base of what we're going to talk about, and then I've got my order of stuff, and then I throw some questions in and make people think about it, and that's
the world the world would be a better place if people got out of their own way.
Yeah.
If they just got out of their own way and just thought, you know what, today I'm going to do what I want to do.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. Exactly. And I'm a big thing, a big believer of that. So.
Yes. Well, look at me with the knowledge bombs.
A nugget of information. A nugget of information. Steve,
yes.
One last bit before we finish off. This is what I've asked, and I will be asking all my future guests, and I've asked my previous guests, your favourite drink?
My favourite drink? Alcoholic or non-alcoholic?
Well, you can do both if you've got one of both.
I do.
This is quite an odd one to ask somebody who works in your industry.
Yeah. So I've got a few ways I can answer it now. I've got to that stage in my life, and it will happen to you when you get over 40, that you can't handle your fizzy pop too much now.
I'm not far off that, yeah.
I can't, do you know what? I mean, even making that, you can't. I don't know whether you saw me. I had a bit of wind there, you know. That's nothing. There's only a tiny, tiny bit of fizz in it. So, you know, I used to be a big sort of spiced rum and Coke fan. You know, I don't really do fizzy drinks now. I can't do fizzy drinks, which is a shame, because I do quite like that. I love a coffee. I love a really, really good coffee. Mm-hmm. And it was actually going to Italy that got me into coffee, which was only about, say, 10 years ago.
Yep.
Everything to me is like either 5 years ago or 10 years ago. I don't know. Other than that, it's a blur. Going to Italy, proper coffee. I don't know why, but I always used to put sugar in my coffee here and I didn't enjoy it. I went there, no sugar, just pure. I was just like, oh my God, that turned me into. So I do love my coffee stuff. But with drinks, neat spirits, brandy all day long. I'm a proper cognac. So don't you go give me no cheap and nasty brandy, because I will throw it on a fire somewhere. I love kind of my 80, 90, 100 pound brandy or cognac. So that's kind of my level there. But mixing, I kind of like the Spanish rums. I've got tequila and whiskey this year. You know, it's whatever. I'm just looking around my whole, what you can't see. So this is just a tiny fraction of what I've got here. You know, I've got a bar beside me there. I've got racks and all that there. I'm looking around and thinking, what is my favourite? And I don't think I actually have a favourite.
You like them all.
I think the one thing I would say is I'm more of a fruity character.
Yeah.
I love my tropical fruitiness.
There you go. You've heard it here first. Steve. Where can people find you? And this is where you get your opportunity to tell them everywhere that they can find you and watch your YouTube videos, your live videos, follow you on socials.
If you just go into wherever you want to go to and just put Steve the Barman, all one word. I said Barman, it's all one word. I hate people that go Steve the Barman.
Barman, I don't know. No, it's all one word,
Barman.
Yeah.
Not Steve the Barman is one word, but Barman is one word.
Mm-hmm.
wherever. So Twitter, funny story, I'm on Twitter. Is Twitter still a thing? But I want to say that.
I don't use it. But
my good friend in Australia, who's got another YouTube channel, Steve the Bartender. Annoyingly, Steve the Bartender doesn't fit on as a user handle on Twitter. So he's actually Steve the Barman because he got in there like a month before we. And that's how we met many, many years ago, because people had always mistweet him. Instead of tweeting me. So we've known each other for years. There, Steve Bartender, even though he is in Australia. But yeah, just Steve Barman. Instagram's my main one. I have people sliding into my DMs.
Yep.
You might be lucky enough to get a little video message back. But YouTube's obviously me, Steve Barman. You can't miss me. Same shirt, same apron, Larry, videos daily, live videos Sunday night, Facebook. I'm growing Facebook as well.
Yeah.
I haven't put too much emphasis on Facebook, but Facebook is coming back with video. Watch this space.
They are making better, having the ability to make better live videos, etc. Facebook goes up and down depending on what's happening.
Obviously, it's owned by Instagram as well.
Yeah.
But I've got my website as well, where most of my cocktail recipes go. But the easiest way to go, is just go to Instagram, Steve Barman. There's a little link in my bio that will just take you everywhere. Say hello. Say, I found you on Spilling Tea with Jimmy C. And I'm just saying hello. Come and say hello, and I'll send you a little video message back.
There you go, listeners. So,
is that it? Are we finished?
We are. So, Steve.
Mate, I could chat for another hour.
I know you could.
Let's do same time next week.
There we go. So, all I'll say is thank you very much. And I don't even have to ask you a question because you've already said about doing a part two. we'll get you back on. We'll get you back on very, very soon.
A feature. Where are they now?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And then and also, what would be good, so listeners, if you're listening out there, let us know on our social pages, on our socials, what your favourite drink is.
Yeah.
Or if you have any favourite ingredients. So if you have a favourite spirit or you have a favourite mixer, let us know.
Slide into our DMs. Slide and say, what can I make
you know what? That is a phrase I hear all the time. I've only just gone back onto Instagram in the last couple of months after being off it for ages. Slide into my DMs with a message of what yours is.
See how many. Oh, seven. What have we been on? We've been on what? About an hour and 15? Hour and 20?
Yeah.
I've got seven.
There you go. Slide into our DMs, and when we do this again, because we will do this again, I'll put some stuff to Steve, and you know, we can give you shout outs and say this is for you. Somebody's come up with this mixer, or someone's come up with this spirit, and we'll do that. That'd be really good. So, awesome. Steve, you've been an absolute pleasure. Thank you very much. You've been an absolute star, mate. Thank you very much for coming on today.
Do you remember our little chat? I can't remember the blooming coffee shop now. The sort of garden centre coffee shop type thing. Farm shop, that's the word I'm looking for. We sat down, didn't we? Yeah, she's come back to me now. Wurzels, there we go.
We did.
We did.
Oh, wow. That's got to be like three or four years ago.
It
must be, yeah.
I've been back down here. This is year three.
Well, I've been up here for 6 years this year. So, yeah. There we go.
Wow.
There we go. So, Steve, thanks very much. I've really enjoyed today, mate. Thank you very much.
I can see by the little smile on your face. That's all I'm about, putting smiles on people's faces.
It is. I'm gonna keep. I'm not gonna have to do much on this one today. Not the others.
I told you I was professional.
You are. Again, Steve, thank you very much. This has been Spill the Tea with Jimmy C. This has been episode 4. And thank you, Steve. You've been great. Thank you for today. So we'll see you all again very, very soon. Take care. Bye-bye.